Who doesn't love something free? Well, this upcoming Labor Day, MARTA wants everyone to ride its trains, buses, and mobility at no charge. So why is the state's largest transit agency doing this and offering other incentives? Well, we'll ask Rylan McClendon. She's Assistant General Manager of External Affairs for MARTA. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, a few years ago, MARTA had experienced a dip in ridership. So has that turned at all?
Fortunately, it has turned. If you think back to 2009, the economic conditions resulted in us having to increase fares and also to reduce our service. And in doing that, we did impact our ridership. And over a five-year period, we lost about 25 million riders. But I am glad to say, riders now, I mean, in terms of using the system, I'm glad to say since fiscal year 14 to fiscal year 15, we have had a 5% increase in our ridership. So things have stabilized and things have turned around. And right now, things are looking very good for MARTA.
So why an entire day where everybody gets to ride MARTA for free?
What do you want to say thank you. We want to say thank you to our loyal customers. But more importantly, we also want to say, hey, give MARTA a try. For people who do not use MARTA, we want you to try us out.
Do you have an idea of how much money you stand to lose just in that one day? And you know, how do you account for that?
I'm sure our finance people have their arms around
that's what
that.
They're paid to
That's
do.
What finance people do. But again, this is an effort to induce people to give the system a try. So while one day, which is a holiday, and we'll be operating holiday service, we hope to grow our numbers even more, grow our ridership even more by offering this opportunity.
It's no well-kept secret. There is at least the perception by many of what it means to take public transportation or those who take public transportation. Is it safe? Is it efficient? Is it affordable? All kinds of different things. On this one day, how can you change people's perceptions who may have kind of an unreal view of what MARTA is?
Well, first of all, I want to say that MARTA is a very safe system. We compare ourselves to peers across the nation, and I believe we're ranked number two in terms of that comparison. So it is a very safe system. Now, what we want you to do on Monday, September 7th, when we are offering the free day, is to give us a try to really experience all of what Atlanta has to offer that's adjacent to MARTA, whether it's the airport, the botanical gardens, or down in Clayton County. We want you to know that you can access many of the attractions in this region by way of MARTA.
You know, Ms. McClendon, Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, is if it's not the busiest, it's one of the busiest weekends because there's so much going on. And on that Labor Day, and sometimes you're all single track in terms of when the trains are running. So will the trains run more frequent because there's a game that's going to be taking place, there's Dragon Con, there's a Decatur Book Festival, there's Atlanta's Black Gay Pride. So there are a lot of events taking place. So will the trains run a little bit more frequent here to impress people?
Most of the activities actually start on that Friday, mm-hmm. go through Saturday, Sunday, and are winding down on Monday. As far as single tracking, we will probably not be single tracking that day because there is just so much going on, and we recognize that. And I know that single tracking can be an issue with a lot of our riders, but they also have to understand this is what's required for us to maintain our system. So on a big weekend like what we're about to have, we're not going to single track.
You mentioned being able to thank your customers, but also being able to hopefully attract, you know, the new rider.
Correct.
There are some other customer incentives and rewards you guys are working on. There's a rewards program. What's that about?
Okay, that program's underway right now. And the rewards program that we're offering is built around the number of rides that you take. So if you take 60 or more rides, then, and this is through the period August the 15th through September the 14th, if you take 60 or more rides, we're going to give you two free breeze passes. You can give them to a friend, or you can use them however you want to. We're going to do this in increments, 80-plus rides, 100-plus rides, and we will offer breeze tickets to those riders as a way of saying thank you, but as a way of paying it forward for you to give it to someone else to let them try MARTA as well.
You want to attract new customers. How much capacity can the system handle that maybe it doesn't have in that customer base at this time?
We can handle a lot of capacity, and I don't have the exact numbers, but understand this system was designed for our trains to flow like every 5 minutes. And so we will be able to provide that service as the need arises. If you go to a football game, you might notice that we have trains on standby to fill it in when they're needed, when the ridership is very, very high. So we have the capacity. And I will say, like you, as you mentioned, there are football games. The Falcons season is kicking off. A lot of construction in that area. A lot of the parking that was down there is not there anymore. We are encouraging people to take MARTA to those games.
You know, since MARTA has sort of gone through this great sort of expansion and leadership with new leadership, and I want to talk about expansion because based on what happens with, you know, campaigns like this, does this also help MARTA sort of look into the future and your crystal ball and say, here's an area of town, we saw more people coming from this part of Atlanta, then maybe we need to really start thinking about expansion in this area too? Okay, are you able to sort of give me a little bit of a preview of what areas MARTA really wants to expand service in?
We have three expansion projects on our book. One is the Lindbergh to Emory Clifton Corridor project. We also have the I-20 East project, which would be a combination of BRT and heavy rail. And then we have the project that extends MARTA up Georgia 400 from North Springs beyond all the way up to 400. So those are the three projects that we have.
And those three projects, they were also part of what was going to be of the T-SPLOS project list, yes or no? That's my first question. Were they part of that as well?
I think elements of them were. The full funding for them was not.
And because we all know the T-SPLOS, well, it failed horribly, but MARTA is able to still conclude with this expansion here. And I know you're not a policy person in a sense, but are you still hoping that you can get a little bit more of funding to even go beyond? I know a lot of people in South DeKalb will say, well, MARTA always forgets about us. So you're going to look at that area as well?
Yeah, and that's the I-20 East project.
I-20 East.
And it goes, like as I said, it's a BRT, Bus Rapid Transit, leaving downtown, and then heavy rail going out to Stonecrest Mall. And yes, we do need more funding. There's no doubt. All of these projects are lined up in the federal process where we will be trying to get federal dollars to help construct those projects. We need that money.
And maybe folks who weren't here a couple of years ago don't remember what the T-SPLOST was, and that was the opportunity. It was a referendum for us to vote on an additional 1 cent sales tax to fund transportation projects that did fail, so that 1 cent never surfaced. It's expensive, right? It's expensive to put rail down. And how prohibitive is that from doing the expansion that you would really like to see?
Well, it is a matter of us getting the funds to construct. It is costly when you're talking about a heavy rail segment. But at the same time, working together with the feds and the locals, we will be able to hopefully identify some dollars that we can do that.
And right now, you all are conducting sort of open forums. You want feedback from the community because, if I understand correctly, MARTA is looking at modifying some of the bus schedules. Is that true? Are you adding some, taking away, or going to listen to the community first?
Well, we just concluded our public hearings for what we call our December markup. That is where we change the service. We had three public hearings to get input on the routes that we propose. This is an annual process. We change our service in March, August, and December. So this is continual. And whenever we do anything around our service or even our fares, we have to have public hearings as required by the MARTA Act.
You mentioned the F word, fares.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be an increase somewhere?
We are just in the very beginning of fiscal year 16, and I'm glad to say there was no fare increase, including in the fiscal year 16 budget.
But the Breeze card, to get the initial Breeze card, that's going to go up, right?
The Breeze card is going up. The card is going from $1 to $2, and we are moving to a more secure card. It is to try to prevent those in our community who want to replicate and sell on their own.
You had some bootleg MARTA cards.
Yes.
That's the way of putting it out there. It's layman's terms, bootleg MARTA cards.
That's right.
So that's to pay for this new improved MARTA card.
That's to pay for the new improved MARTA card. The other thing we're also doing, though, we are bringing back our Breeze tickets. So people will be able to buy Breeze tickets in our vending machines. And one good thing around that, another ridership incentive we're doing, is we're looking at a holiday pass where a family can buy up to 5 Breeze tickets at a reduced rate for weekends or activities that are going on around holidays.
All exciting stuff. We've been speaking with Rylan McClendon. She's the Assistant General Manager of External Affairs for MARTA about efforts to increase ridership. And a reminder, Labor Day is free on the entire MARTA system.
That's correct.
And I understand y'all have free Wi-Fi somewhere. Is it just on the buses?
Right now it's just on the buses. We're doing a pilot program, 50 buses, and we are going to roll that out to the entire system, but we have to get the bugs out first.
So
one last thing, if I may, when you take MARTA on that day, please let us know, hashtag, where will you go to share your experiences riding MARTA free on September 7th all day.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in and taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.